You're listening to Modern Mystic Soul, a podcast dedicated to helping starseeds like you go from awakened to activated. My name is Therese Tucker. I'm an intuitive artist, psychic medium, teacher of intuition, and author of Confidence is Magic. And I'm sitting down to talk with you about the ascension process, the spiritual growth lessons I've learned, and how to move into a more aligned frequency so you can fully experience your destiny. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of the Modern Mystic Soul podcast. I am your host, Therese Tucker, and I'm so happy to have you here with me today. Today's topic is all about harnessing the power of affirmations for your manifestations. Now, affirmations are nothing new. We've known about them for a long time. The most famous person to sort of bring them to our attention is Louise Hay, and I'm sure a lot of you are fans of hers. But the reason I felt it was appropriate to bring it up is because of the most recent episode of Karma Cards that I recorded. Now, I record these a week in advance, so by the time you hear it, there will be a new episode of Karma Cards. But the one that came out about, I'm trying to remember the title of it. The Karma Cards episode I'm referring to is called Dedication to Improving Your Self-Esteem. So the team was talking about how we're in a period as we're getting closer and closer to this great solar flash, to our ascension point, that cleaning up the mind is so important. As we've been cleaning up our energy, we want to continue to clean up our mind, and that very much includes the inner critic. I think of it this way. It's like these are things that can't go with us into the higher dimensions because they're not compatible. So we're always being encouraged to clean up along the way so that when it's time to go, there isn't anything that causes delays or irritations or dissonance in our field. So they were talking about working on our self-esteem and really rearranging the inner critic in our mind, because it's one of the things that probably slows us down the most. In fact, our biggest enemy in our life isn't outside of us. It's sort of hanging out within us. And you could call it your ego. You could call it the inner critic. It really doesn't matter what you call it. The point is that there is this sort of opposing force that lives inside most of our consciousnesses that were developed and created in this lifetime through many negative experiences that works against us. And it's sort of an accumulation or a collection of all the things that we either received, like negative messages that we received, or negative confirmation that we received, or simply us reading into a situation and deciding it meant something bad that we've sort of taken on. And this inner critic that we have creates mantras for us all the time. In fact, think about something that you would like to achieve right now, something you would like to have happen in your life. And now make it a little bit bigger. So meaning, like, let's say you want to receive more money, because who wouldn't like to have extra financial security in your life? But now make it an amount that feels uncomfortable to you now. So if you have no problem receiving $100, make it $1,000. If you have no problem receiving $1,000, make it $10. If, you know, so on and so forth, until you get to that number that feels really just outside of the level of ability for you, and a little bit on the maybe more unattainable side, even though I don't believe anything is truly unattainable. But you'll find that point where you have a limit. And when that kicks in, then guess who shows up, right? It's that inner critic. It's our ego letting us know that, hey, you actually can't do that. You're not capable of doing that, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to go too much into what it would say, because I'm not here to support that inner critic. I'm here to help you reinforce the God voice in your head, the higher self, the part of you that absolutely knows and believes in your ability to create anything that you desire. And so we're going to talk about how affirmations can help you not only tone down your inner critic, but cancel it out and help you build up and make louder the internal voice that absolutely supports you. And this goes along the lines of what the team was saying we need to focus on, which is build your own self-esteem. Be the first to encourage yourself. Be the first to believe that you can do it. Be the first to give yourself permission. And watch how you transform, and watch how fast you can manifest, because already the speed of manifesting is picking up. And so if we're not being aware of our thoughts and how we're thinking about a situation, then we don't see how we're contributing to its outcome, but we very much are. And so it was a heads up to us to really keep it clean, keep our side of the street clean, to be aware of the thoughts that disempower you or disable you, and to focus on really building up the thoughts in your mind that support you, empower you, encourage you, and give you strength. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to be taking you through an affirmation that we can work with together to help build up your self-esteem and feelings of self-worth that you can use anytime you need a little pick-me-up or boost. So stay tuned.
Do you want to join the next Spirit Circle? Spirit Circles are virtual gatherings I hold every new moon and full moon, where I'll take you deep into the cosmic codes to receive the messages on how to work in alignment with source energy. The first 60 minutes include energy attunements, journaling, masterminds, guided visualizations, and more. Each Spirit Circle includes a 30-minute psychic Q&A session with me to get answers from your guides and spirit team. Every session is recorded, and it's yours to keep to use again and again. If you want to join me for the upcoming Spirit Circle, please go to blithestarlight.com/spirit-circles. I hope to see you there.
Hey, welcome back. Now let's dig into understanding what affirmations are. So I'm just going to pretend like this is the first time we've talked about it so that we can get really clear about why affirmations are powerful. So an affirmation is a positive statement, or it can be a phrase that affirms your desired reality, what you intend to create. It works by reinforcing positive beliefs and thoughts and helping them manifest as our desired reality. So whatever it is that we're desiring, we're now aligning our thoughts to match it. Because if we're sending out an intention or a desire, but our belief is against it, we're actually not going to create that. We're going to create what we believe. We always work to prove ourselves right. So we want our thoughts to align with what we're intending to create. And we do that by using a present tense positive language with specific details in our affirmations. It's important because it helps to create a sense of immediacy and a belief in the affirmation. And believing in the affirmation increases its effectiveness, and it helps our mindset align again to the desired outcome. So whenever we're doing an affirmation, we want to be speaking in the present tense as if it's already happened. And the language that we're choosing to use positive statements. So it is, I am successful versus I'm no longer a failure. Because unfortunately, the subconscious mind does not hear negative. So if you take that statement, I'm no longer a failure, or I am not a failure, is kind of easier one to use. But I am not a failure, as an example, would be heard by the subconscious as I am a failure, because it cannot hear the negative. So we always want to craft our affirmations as if it's already happened, using positive and affirming language, because that is how our subconscious mind will receive it. Now, an affirmation actually helps to reprogram the subconscious mind by constantly reinforcing positive beliefs and thoughts. And it's actually through the repetition of the affirmations that create new neural pathways in the brain. Isn't that so cool? It replaces the old limiting beliefs with empowering new ones. So the way that my team shows me this is you can kind of think about it like a train track, right? So the old thought, the negative self-thought, would be the old train track. And as you say your affirmation, it's like putting new track down in your brain. And the more you say it, the more you reinforce the strength of that track and its length and ability. And so the thought train, instead of taking the old negative path, it will take the new positive path. So the more we say it, the more we reinforce it, the stronger that neural pathway becomes, and the more it becomes the dominant thought in our own mind. So as we practice our affirmations, our neuroplasticity will increase. And this allows our brains to adapt and rewire themselves based on our repeated thoughts and behaviors. So again, what we're putting out is what we get back. And that includes inside of our own brain. So whatever we're thinking about gets to be the dominant neural pathway in our mind. And that's why repetition and consistency are crucial to reinforcing affirmations and affecting change, because they help to embed our desired beliefs and thoughts into our subconscious minds. Now, here's something that's really interesting too, is that our subconscious mind will reject certain thoughts if we don't actually believe it. So for example, let's say that you want to create more income, but you don't feel like a wealthy person. And you try doing an affirmation where you're like, I'm wealthy and abundant. Wealth is just flowing to me. But that's not what you're experiencing. Then your subconscious mind will reject that statement unless you consistently and repetitively repeat these statements. Now, sometimes a statement that feels too far from the truth doesn't quite take deeply. So you can adjust the statement. So either, this is why it really works best when you write the affirmations yourself. And I'll go over with you how to, you know, write successful affirmations. But just as a little tip, if you were trying to create something like wealth in your life and you just don't feel it, you're not believing that tomorrow you're going to be an incredibly wealthy person. Although I would like to posit that miracles do happen and it's always possible. Nothing is impossible in this world, but I understand that making the leap from feeling insecure about money to feeling like you're overflowing with money might be a bit much. You can increase the affirmation. So start with something you believe, like, I believe my money can increase, or my money is increasing. See, I would change that because we want it to be have already happened. So my money is increasing. That statement is simple enough and not too much out of the realm of what you're experiencing it that you probably will believe it. And by believing it, your subconscious will accept it. Then as you see your money increase, you say, my money keeps increasing more and more. I'm becoming a wealthy person. I am a wealthy person. I am an incredibly wealthy person. Money, you know, money just overflows. Like, it's so abundant. It's all over the place. Everywhere I look, money, 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 right? Like, you can build it in that way. But the repetition and consistency are what's going to help you change that neural pathway and therefore embed it into the subconscious mind. Because the more we repeat regularly, the more we strengthen the neural connection associated with the desired outcome, making it more likely for those outcomes to manifest in our lives. And there are other benefits to affirmations that have been shown that they can actually positively increase our mental health. They can reduce stress and they can help us with achieving our goals. Now, I'm most familiar with goal achievement and affirmation. I've just kind of always worked with it that way. But isn't it amazing that we can actually increase our own mental health and our physical health as well? I know that's something that Louise Hay herself talked about. I think she worked with affirmations to help her through her own cancer journey. And I think she credits that with having overcome cancer was the affirmations that she's used. But psychology and neuroscience have actually already demonstrated that affirmations can help improve self-esteem, reduce negative self-talk, and enhance our overall well-being. So they at least set us up to become the person we need to be to get the desired outcome. And that's why they are so powerful. Now let's go into how to craft a really good affirmation for yourself, something that will be tailored to your goals and desires. the first thing that I would ask you to do is sit down and write out your desired outcome. What is it that you want? If it's better health, or specifically in an area, like let's say you've got a cold and you want to be, you know, you want your sinuses to be clear, you want your mind to be clear, you want to have lots of energy. Think about your desired outcome and try to be as detailed as you can be. You know, the more we can get into the details, the better your affirmation will be. I mean, we can use generic ones like I want to feel great or I feel healthy and vibrant. These will work. So if you're really stumped and you're like, I just don't know what to say, go ahead and use the generic one, because even that is better than obviously the negative self-thoughts or no thought around it. But the more specific and concise you can be, the more the affirmation can take, and the neural pathway you're building is a very specific one. So I would start with the end. Go to the outcome you want. Get as detailed as you can think about. If you want to get into literal, like if you're working up with money, if you want to get into literal numbers, you can do that. If you want to, you know, get into the specifics, it always helps. Once you've got the specifics, now you can start writing statements. And what we're going to write here is present tense statements as if the desired outcome has already happened. So I think earlier I caught myself. It is tricky sometimes. And it's the beautiful thing about writing it out first is you can catch yourself and you've got time. So don't worry about getting it perfect. Just notice the language you're using. So earlier in the podcast, I was using the example about being wealthy, right? But I had said, I am becoming a wealthy person. Now, why is that statement not as powerful as I am a wealthy person? Whenever we're putting something slightly in the future and repeating it to ourselves, we're always putting it in the future, meaning you could have it today, but you're always saying, I'm becoming that, which means you never are that. So we want to hear and notice those differences. There's more power in saying I am a wealthy person than I'm becoming one, because you're always on the verge of becoming one, but you're never there. And we want to make sure we get there. So it's already happened. How would you write the statement if it's already happened? If you were healing from something, write the statement as if you've already healed from it. Very important, because we want to put it in our now, not in our future. And then finally, I know I went over this before, but it's worth repeating, because sometimes when we're writing down our statements, we're thinking about, I don't want to be in pain anymore, which the intent there is a good intention. It's, you know, the intention is I want to be free from pain. But when we're saying I don't want something, or I'm not this, or it can't happen that, you know, whatever the language is, we want to be sure we're writing it in a positive, uplifting statement rather than focusing on what's lacking or what's negative. Because again, the subconscious mind cannot hear the negative terms. It only accepts what you give it. So if you're giving it, I don't want this, it'll just hear, I want this, and it'll keep accepting it. So we want to make sure it's framed in the positive, it's uplifting, and it's getting you to what you want, not what you don't want. And if all you can think about when you're writing your statement down is what you don't want, fine, write that down. I don't want to be in pain. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be angry. I don't want, you know, I don't, da-da-da. Write that down and then sit there and think about, how can I phrase this in a positive way? If I don't want to be in pain, then I would say something like, my body is free from pain and I feel so good. You know, if I don't want to be poor, it feels so good to be abundant. I love being abundant. My life is full of abundance, things like that, right? So we're looking at the statement and we're very careful about how we're phrasing it, because the subconscious mind loves you deeply. It wants for you what you want. So we want to be clear when we're communicating to it what it is we actually want. And then finally, we need to recognize that, again, belief, like I said before, plays a crucial role. If you don't believe it, you're not going to get your mind to believe it. So we want to make sure that we're writing statements that we can get behind now. if you're pushing yourself too far out of your own belief zone, you're going to come up with resistance. So we can, again, build a ladder of traction. As you believe this positive statement, now we can get ourselves to believe the next one. As you see the proof of your work, you will be able to expand your belief. But we want to stay within the realm of what we believe. And if we can get emotional resonance around it, it goes even deeper. So our emotional resonance adds depth and intensity to the affirmation, helping to invoke a feeling associated with what it is we're desiring to achieve. So again, I would also add to, as you're writing your desired outcome, what does that feel like for you? When you get what you want, what do you believe you're going to feel? Like, for example, if you're working with money, and let's say you're asking for a certain amount of money to come in, what's it going to feel like when it comes in? Are you going to feel relieved, relaxed, excited, content? What are the feelings associated with it? And see if, as you recite the statement to yourself, you can invoke that emotion, or at least make contact with that emotional state, because that, again, that's going to set up our emotional resonance, which becomes a baseline emotion that we get used to. See, our affirmation is also helping us build our emotional baseline, what we start to feel like life is for us. Now, when we're focused on those things in our life that stress us out and that we don't want, we find that our emotional baseline can become one of anxiety or fear or feelings of lack. And that's kind of what we're used to. Now, we're trying to shift that state, but what we think is going to shift it is this outcome, which, don't get me wrong, I believe the outcome that you're seeking will help you shift that state, but it won't hold it unless you can connect to its emotional resonance and create that as a new baseline. So every time you engage with your affirmations, try to feel into how good it feels. What are you going to feel when you have that? Try to feel it now. And the more you can connect with that, the more you're building the neuroplasticity around it. You're going to expect to feel that way. And pretty soon, as you say the affirmation, if you're consistent with it, you're actually going to start feeling that way now, even before you get it, which means by the time you get it, not only will you feel it there, you'll be able to maintain that feeling. And that's going to be amazing. So stick around, because up next, I'm actually going to take you through a little affirmation I've crafted just for you. And I'm going to talk you through how to take it even deeper as you're listening to it. So stick around. Are you feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or unsure of your life's direction? It's time to break free from self-doubt and confusion. I'd like to invite you to join me in my Modern Mystic Mentoring Program, where you'll unlock the power of your intuition and transform your life. With over a decade of experience, I specialize in guiding you through my intuitive self-mastery method, helping you heal the past, embrace your inner wisdom, and create a future filled with confidence and purpose. Say goodbye to indecision and hello to self-trust. Join me on a journey of self-discovery and watch as your life transforms into a masterpiece of positivity and fulfillment. Ready to step into your true potential? Visit blithestarlight.com/mentoring and book your call with me today. Modern Mystic Mentoring, your path to intuitive self-mastery starts here. All right, so let's put everything into practice that we've been talking about today. We're going to do together an affirmation to boost self-esteem and self-worth. And before we get started, I wanted to give you a few tips about how you could take this deeper. So all you're going to do is repeat the statements I'm saying to yourself in your mind, or you can say them out loud. In fact, saying them out loud gives them a little bit more power, but there are other ways you can increase the power of these statements. One of the ways that you can do that is by using a mirror. All you're going to do is simply stand in front of a mirror, look deeply into your eyes with lots of love, and repeat the statements to yourself. And the more that you can connect emotionally to what you're saying, the stronger these statements take hold in your subconscious mind. Another way that you can take these statements deeper is by using tapping, also known as the Emotional Freedom Technique or EFT. And this is a transformative tool that helps you combine the ancient art of Chinese acupuncture and modern psychology. And by gently tapping on specific meridian points while reciting these affirmations, you can help release emotional blockages, allowing these positive statements to resonate more deeply. Now, if you haven't used tapping before, the best way to do this would be, I would say, to tap on the outer edge of your hand, also called the karate chop point. So think about if you were going to karate chop a piece of wood, you'd use that outside edge of your hand. And all you do is gently tap on that. So if you haven't learned about EFT, try tapping on the edge of your hand, either hand, with the other hand and repeating the statements, and that can help take it deeper. And if you want to learn more about EFT, I highly recommend checking out the tapping solution, which you can find. They actually have an app that'll talk you through it, and that's pretty cool. The tapping solution. You can also find them on YouTube. So if you look that up, they will actually take you through the tapping points and help you explain how each of those points can help you unblock stagnant energy and move positive energy through your body. So I'm not going to go over it too much here. I'm just letting you know that if you wanted to add tapping to these statements while you say them, it'll take them in even deeper. So if you're ready, let's get started. So before we start saying our statements, I just want you to take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, release any doubts or fears that have been holding you back. Allow yourself to be fully present, open to receiving the gift of self-affirmation. Remember, you are a creator being, endowed with infinite potential and divinely connected to source. What you're going to focus on becomes your reality. So let's magnetize positivity and empowerment together. Now repeat after me, either in your mind or out loud. I am worthy of love, respect, and kindness, both from myself and others. My worth is innate and immeasurable. I gently release the grip of my inner critic. I replace criticism with compassion, understanding that growth is a journey filled with grace and self-love. I acknowledge my strengths with gratitude. Each one is a testament to my unique abilities and the value I bring to the world. I am a powerful creator. My thoughts, actions, and energy shape the reality around me. I choose to create with love, intention, and purpose. My connection to the divine is unbreakable. It guides me, supports me, and empowers me to manifest my highest good. I am magnetic to positivity, abundance, and love. What I focus on expands, so I choose to concentrate on joy, success, and my infinite potential. The universe is conspiring in my favor. Every step I take is supported by a loving energy that wants to see me thrive. I trust in the timing of my life. I release the need for comparison, understanding that my journey is uniquely mine and exactly as it should be. I am resilient, strong, and capable of overcoming challenges. Each obstacle is an opportunity for growth and stepping stones to greater achievements. I am open to receiving abundance in all its forms. I welcome opportunities, relationships, and insights that elevate my spirit and enrich my life. I give myself permission to dream big and pursue my passions. My desires are valid, and I possess all the creativity and determination needed to realize them. I honor my intuition and inner wisdom. They are powerful guides that lead me towards my true path and highest self. I am deserving of happiness, peace, and fulfillment. I create space in my life for these blessings, knowing that they are my birthright. I celebrate my victories no matter how small. Each one is a reflection of my effort, perseverance, and commitment to my growth. I am connected to everything in the universe. This connection reminds me that I am never alone and that love is the fundamental essence of our existence. Now breathe in these affirmations, letting them fill you with light and strength. As you move forward, carry the knowledge that you are a creator being, capable of shaping your destiny with love and intention. The universe is on your side. And as you acknowledge this truth, watch the world reflect back the magnificence of your own spirit. You are worthy, you are powerful, and you are loved. By the way, if you haven't heard of my Karma Cards episodes, maybe that's because you're not following me on YouTube. So join me over on YouTube at Blythe Starlight, all one word, and get my weekly Karma Card episodes where you'll get all this information and more from my team and spirit, as well as sort of a take on the energy of the week to come and how to work with it. And I have other exciting news as well. I have added guided meditations to my YouTube channel, and I will be adding affirmations as well. So if you're loving this one and you just want the affirmation, check out my YouTube channel because affirmations will be over there as well. And, because there's always more. If you follow me on Insight Timer, do you know about the Insight Timer app? It's a fantastic meditation app. It has over 20,000 meditation teachers, yoga teachers, classes. It's pretty freaking awesome. And I also have meditations that you can use there. I have a free set of meditations that you can follow. And I'm going to be putting my affirmations on the Insight Timer app. And I'm excited because I'm going to do a daytime version that you can use while driving, safe to use, listen to while driving, so you can do your affirmations while you're doing other things, as well as sort of a restful version where you can listen to it with binaural beats and angel frequencies and all this good stuff. So you can listen to them as you go to sleep so they go deeper into your subconscious mind. If you'd like to get in on that, go check out Therese Tucker. Or you can look me up as Blythe_Starlight on the Insight Timer app and join me there. I have all these ideas for goodies. And by the way, if you're like, I like what you've got, but I need an affirmation for this particular subject, like I'm trying to figure out how to create more of a certain thing in my life, message me, reach out to me here. If you're listening to this podcast on Spotify, you literally can leave a message directly to my podcast, which I will receive. And those are always fun to get. And if you're not, don't worry. You could reach out to me at Blythe Starlight Brand on Instagram, at Blythe Starlight on YouTube, at Blythe Starlight on Pinterest. I'm pretty much everywhere. Or you could message me at hello@blythestarlight.com and let me know your thoughts there. And I'd love to hear it. What are you wanting to make? What are you working on? How can I support you in creating the life that you desire? I'm always happy to hear your suggestions. So please feel free to reach out. So that's it for this episode. Until next time, stay magical. Thank you for joining me.
be sure to visit me at blithestarlight.com and subscribe to my list. That way you'll never miss an episode of the Modern Mystic Soul podcast, which can also be found on Spotify, iTunes, and all your favorite podcasting platforms. You can also find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest as Blithe Starlight. Until next time, stay magical.